Okay, so left off, I believe. You'd get more, possibly. We can start from your base. Ubahagia tur nara v'nara, when it was the turn of each nara, of each young woman, lovo yal ha-melech ha-shverosh, to come before the king. Miketz ha-yoyz lo ha-kedos ha-noshim shtey masra chodesh. After a period of time that was proper to give for the women, which was 12 months. Ki chen yimlu u yamei merukein, for that was the amount of time, you know, that they could apply, do all their cosmetic stuff. Shisha chadash v'shem in hamar, 6 months in this fragrant oil. The shisha chadash v'basamim with incense, samim v'samukei hanashim, and with other cosmetics. V'zeh hanara bo el hamelech, and with those preparations, the young woman, each young woman would come before the king. Eis kalasher toimar, whatever she would ask for, yinasei la, lovo ima. To come with her, she could ask for to bring anything with her, any kind of accessory, I guess, to the Beis HaMelech. Well, erev hiva'a, in the evening she would, this is talking about each individual young woman, she would come to the king, in the morning she would return, el Beis HaNashim Sheni, el Yad Shashkaz, to a second house of women, with the women who are already had their turn, to under the jurisdiction of Shashgaz Sris HaMelech, the officer of the king, Shomer HaPilakshim, the keeper of the concubines, Lo Yisavay Oyed El HaMelech, and this woman would not come anymore to the king, Kim Chafetzva HaMelech V'Nikko Hashem, unless the Melech desired her specifically and called her name and summoned him. So all these women went back to the Shomer HaPilakshim, to the keeper of the concubines, because the girl says that none of them were going to be able to go home. They were all going to have to stay the rest of their lives, basically, in Beis HaNashim as concubines. Because once they have relations with the king, right, then they're also to everybody else, because it's kind of a bizoyan to the king. So these women, unfortunately for them, they had bad luck. They were chosen first. They had their turn before Esther, and they had to remain Pilakshim.
It's the same thing in Judaism too with our kings.
Right, exactly. The wife of a king can't marry, so can only marry another king. Right. Uvahagia tor Esther vas Avichail doid Mardechai. When it came the turn of Esther, the daughter of Avichail, the cousin or relative of Mordechai, Asher lokach loy levas, that he took in for a daughter, Lovay al Hamelech, when it came her turn to come to the king, loy biksha davar, she didn't ask for anything. Only besides what the Sris HaMelech, what the officer said that she must bring. But anything extra she didn't bring. All the other young ladies were asking all these kinds of things, beauty products and all this type of, but she didn't ask for anything. She was not interested. And even so, Esther was Noises Chayin, she found favor in the eyes of all those who saw her. There's a question as to whether Esther wasn't actually a beautiful woman or not. It would seem that she was the most beautiful among all the young women who were chosen. So, there is a Tanna, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who says in the Gemara in Megillah, he says, Esther Yirak Roikes Ha'isa. Esther was had a greenish complexion, so, and she was not beautiful. And so why was she chosen? Because Chut Shel Chesed was Nimshach on her. There was like a thread of kindness, of grace, of chen that was spread on her. That was, you know, Hashem basically gave her, it was a nice, Hashem gave her, even though she wasn't as beautiful as other, maybe she was actually not beautiful, but Hashem made her find favor in everybody's eyes. So the question is, where does Rabbi Shulman Karcha get this from? It seemed to be the Pashim Shad is that she was Yafas Toya, Yafas Mare, and she found favor in everybody's eyes because she was the most beautiful. The Gross has a very clever sort of explanation, because Rabbi Yishuv ben Karachla is the one who says this. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karachla, there's another machlok, there's another disagreement as to when Eloiv lived. What time period was Eloiv? Some say in the times of Avram, some say in the times of Moshe, some say in the times of I don't remember the other times, but Rabbi Yishuv ben Karachla happens to be the one that says he lived in the time of Achashverosh. Eloiv lived in the time of Achashverosh. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Yishuv ben Karachla. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Karachla was bothered. How could it be? Because it says by Eloiv that his daughters were the fairest in the land, were the most beautiful in the land. It says, the Pasuk says explicitly in Eloiv that Eloiv's daughters were the most beautiful in all the land. So how could it be that here we're saying Esther was chosen among all the young women, she was the most beautiful. Which one is true? So that's what he said. Oh, really? The daughters of Eloiv were the most beautiful. So why was Esther chosen? Esther was chosen because she was, and Esther was really not so beautiful. She was Irak Roikas. Why was she chosen? Because she was a Chut Shel Chesed. She had a divine grace that was that she merited. Okay. Vatilokach Esther El Hamelech Achashverosh El Beis Malchusay. And Esther was taken. Obviously, Vatilokach means against her will. She was taken to the king Achashverosh, El Beis Malchusay. To Beis Malchusay means not just the palace, but it means his inner palace, like his bedroom. B'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh teves. B'shnas sheva l'malchusay.
To what washer could they use to indicate she was taken with her consent or not without her consent? Is there another way to convey that?
That's a good question, but the Mepharshim point out about Tilokach that it was Bal Karcha, that it was you're asking, would there be another way of saying it?
Is there something about this particular law?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Taken. Taken usually means, if you're taken, it means Bal Karcha.
It's actually said by Yuha, they brought her, the other ways you could have said it. Okay. So this really implies she was taken.
Possibly. Why was it significant that it was in Chodesh Teves? Is that is that meaningful for us?
Rashi talks about that.
Right.
So
Rashi says that it was cold at the time, so it was a time that people are Tashma Shamita is more. People are more. First of all, the nights are longer. As the girl points out, the nights are longer. They're engaged in Tashma Shamita more, right? So that was all in order that she should find favor, more favor in Achashverosh's eyes. Vayehav HaMelech Esther Mikol HaNoshim. He loved Esther from all the women. Vatisochein v'chesed l'fano Mikol HaMesulis. And she found chein and chesed before him from among all the Mesulis. Vayosem Keser Malchus B'roisho. He put the crown on her head. Vayamnicheha Tachas Vashti. He made her queen, Tachas Vashti. So here, if you notice the difference in the pasuk seems to change the lashon. First, it says he loved her mikol hanashim, and vatisachin lo chesel lefanav mikol habesulois, from all the besulois, the unmarried women. So, what are the nashim and what are the besulois? I thought they're all besulois over here. So. No, you're right. All the new women who came were Basulis. But what about all of his previous wives? He had probably many wives, many concubines. So what about them? It doesn't say that he loved Esther more than them. So that's what the pasuk has come to tell you. He loved Esther from all the women, all of his wives. And notice it doesn't say Vatisachin v'chesed. It says he loved her. Because it doesn't necessarily mean, we don't know for sure that she was more beautiful than any of his previous wives. Maybe she wasn't as beautiful as one of his. Maybe he had a wife already who was more beautiful. But even so, he loved her more than everybody else because she was like the girl I said before, like we spoke at before, a kalana of a chasuda. In order for a woman, for a bride to be desirable to her husband, she needs to be na'a, beautiful, that he in his eyes, a chasuda, that she should be, her character should be pleasant. So he loved her from all the nashim. He thought her character was pleasant. and she was noise as chen v'chesed. The chen v'chesed, the chen is that she was, she found grace in his eyes, it means she was beautiful in his eyes, and the chesed is that her character, her personality was pleasant to Ahasuerus.
Was she by any chance a descendant of Yosef? Because Yosef had that same quality of pain, whatever it was, you know, that special charisma. I know that, Mordecai was from
Yeah, I think, I don't think it says anyway that she was
descendant. We're not talking about Esther.
Binyamin, also from Binyamin.
I said she was then.
Yeah. But yeah, and it says he put the crown on her head. It means right away, immediately. He put the crown on her head without having to check out all the other women who had come, right? There were still many women who hadn't tried, who hadn't had their turn yet. Vayas HaMelech Mishteh Gadol, and the king made a big grand feast. V'chol Sarav Avadov, for all his officers and his servants. Eis Mishteh Esther, the feast of Esther. V'hanachal HaMedinois Asa, and he made Hanachal HaMedinois, which means he gave them, he relieved them from taxes. And he gave out presents, kiyad hamelech, like it's fitting for a king, like the ability of the capability of the king.
Anything said about whether Hanukkah is a tax remission or a lessening of taxes or a total amnesty from taxes?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So what was the point of this mishteh? Why was he making a mishteh? We know he loves to party, but like any excuse, he just makes a mishteh, he makes a party. So we notice how it says that he made a mishteh gadol. So what was so big about this mishteh?
Maybe he had a humiliation with Vashti to some extent, so this would make him look good in everybody's eyes.
You mean it would like restore his
yeah,
cover?
His, yeah, cover from right now, so I was thinking.
Right, that is a big deal. You're right. So you're saying that is an occasion, a celebration.
Shah would suggest that.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. But what's interesting is that it says Mishteh Gadol. That is a big Mishteh. In comparison, between the first one, it was tiny.
Yeah.
This one, who is it for? Is L'chol Sarav Avadav, just the officers, the noblemen, and the servants. Just you know, the inner circle wasn't for the whole population. Right. So what was the it doesn't say that they came in from all the Medinois. So why was it Gadol? So they say it was Gadol because it was Mishteh Esther. In his eyes, it was Gadol in its worth. It was in its importance. It outdid even the first Mishteh. It was even more important and more precious to Ahasuerus than the first one. Even if it wasn't as big, wasn't as grand. But since it was Mishteh Esther. Now this is all coming to tell you how much Esther was beloved to him.
But the first one was also the L'chol Sarav Avadav.
Yeah, but it was the L'chol Sarav Avadav from all the Medinois. And also, at the end, it was Shushan. At the end, he had a party for Shushan. And why? What was the point of, why did he give them a tax break? So also, you might say that it was just like, out of his goodwill, since he was so happy, he like, you know, he's willing to...
He needs the people to be behind him. I mean, he's having all sorts of... he has a very low self-esteem, too. I mean, he wants to impress everybody, so he has to...
That's possible. I mean, it's hard to know how much, you know...
He wants to be... I mean, that's a way to get any politician that runs to, say, pay a tax break, I'll vote for him.
It doesn't seem that Ahasuerus is so concerned with what the king, what the people are going to think of him. He ordered that every basula should come and
the party. That's why he gave that big party for him. Wanted everybody, he wanted everybody behind him. I think that's what a rabbi.
Right, but why here? Why right now?
I see.
Why right now?
National holiday, as in Queens.
Right, so there's a national holiday. He decided like because he's so happy, well, I'm gonna give everybody a break. But there's another reason that's given, which is that he wanted to help out. He wanted to do chesed. Chesed is the right word. He wanted to do something for the people of Esther. He didn't know who the Esther people were. It's possible. It sounds like there's two ways that she went about that. Either she just said, "I'm not telling you." She just refused to divulge where she's from. Or she the Medrash says she herself claimed that I don't know. She said I was abandoned as a child and somebody raised me. She doesn't. I don't know my own origins. So Achashverosh, in any case, in any event, Achashverosh wanted to do something good. He wanted to benefit some way her family and her nation. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who they are. Therefore, he gave a tax break to the entire empire. And this way, for sure, her family is included.
This is so strange that, you know, because, I mean, this obviously is a nace, but it doesn't make any sense. A king would marry somebody and not know about her yichus and not be insistent to know and say, look, do you tell me your chay misa? I mean, you know, it's obvious it's a miracle of Hashem, but it doesn't make any sense from a lot.
Which part doesn't make sense? The fact that he told her
he would want to know her nationality. I mean, you know, you don't just, hi, I'm going to marry you. Well, you know, I don't know where you come from or anything. Well, I'll marry you because you're beautiful, because you have cane. I mean, it could be all sorts of problems. It's the most illogical thing in the world.
That he would do that. That he wouldn't be okay with that.
Certainly a king, even more so, Papa Homer. I mean, but did somebody, would you marry somebody? You don't know who they are. You just, hi, I'm going to marry you. I'm a Jew. Good, I'll just marry you. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Good point.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It has to be a miracle.
Good point.
It never would happen like that everywhere. Especially royalty. You want to find out, maybe she's Pagan. Maybe she has all sorts of problems in her yichus.
Maybe that's part of the nace,
who's
so smitten by her.
Right,
and
right.
By her.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it doesn't logically
make
no sense whatsoever.
Well, if she was an orphan, also, I mean, you know, if she's an orphan and I don't know who my family is, you know.
Right, he's saying with that itself, how could a king marry somebody?
I don't know, you know, marry somebody that's that lowly, right,
you know,
doesn't make any sense.
Then, you know, if he's asking you, he wouldn't care.
Right.
Wasn't like say your own wife to your wife with the crown, you have a little kind of pardon. So Yechus is not going to him versus say.
He was a stable boy and he acted like a disgusting animal. Why do you think he would care
to be married? Well, he's a king. I mean, first of all, the stable boy doesn't mean necessarily he wasn't royal blood. He possibly wasn't, but even if he wasn't, it's a good point. He was a king. He was the emperor of basically the whole civilized world. So, I mean,
he felt the responsibility to his citizens to marry someone.
No, just for his own coven.
He's an animal.
But he's a king. He's a king. Feels like a king. He wouldn't.
And he can, if she doesn't want to work out, he can get rid of her like the first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. There is. I think the Malbim goes with this shot that perhaps that it was like a point that he didn't. The fact that she wasn't, nobody knew where she came from. That just went to show how much he was his feeling of grandiosity, that I don't need Yichus at all. I am it. I am the kid. I don't need anything. Vashti. Even though she was the big Milcheses, I don't need that. I can take even an orphan and nobody knows where she's from, and I'll still be. It's not gonna be diminish my covet anyway. Okay, so let's go right there. Uvi hikavet besulois shenis, and when the besulois were gathered a second time, Mordechai yoshev b'shar hamelech, and Mordechai was sitting in the shar hamelech. So first, let's ask what would they gather again? That Esther was already chosen, why are the Besulis being gathered again a second time? So that was just Pashas, the Pshat is that all the women who were left, who hadn't had their turn yet, they were gathered again together to send them home. So Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. So before we get, what's the Hemshech, how is this pasuk, like what do the two parts have to do with each other? First it says all the women were gathered again together and Mordechai was sitting in the Shar HaMelech. But before that, what was this Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech? What does that signify? So Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech seems to be that it was a position of stature, it was a position of some sort of power that he was able to, it doesn't mean that he was given a seat in a seat just on the lawn of the palace. It means that he had the king's ear. He was Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. He would now act to some extent, in some capacity, as an advisor to the king. He moved up. He was given that position, and that was because why? That was because Mordechai was. So there seems to be a discussion in the Mefarshim. Did Achashverosh know of the connection between Mordechai and Esther? He didn't know that Esther was a Jew, but did he know that she was brought up by Mordechai? It is possible that he knew that she was brought up by Mordechai. Mordechai found her as a child. That's what she was claiming. found her as a child and he raised her, but that doesn't mean that she's a Jew. So if that's the case, that makes sense why Ahasuerus granted, he gave everybody a tax break and he gave presents, but he said Mordechai deserves something special because he actually raised her. He's actually like the closest thing to a relative. So then he actually appointed, he gave him this position, Yosef Ashar HaMelech.
But Mordechai, he knows Mordechai's a Jew.
Yeah, he knows Mordechai's a Jew.
Right, so since he knows that, and if he were to know that she raised her, he would assume that, you know...
No, she's claiming I was found. I was found as a baby, and Mordechai raised me.
Yeah, but, you know, the moment when you do that, you know, you have to convert them, you know. It seems like these people, they seem to know Jewish law very well. We'll see that.
Oh, you think they'd have to, like, get a copy?
They know Jewish law very well. You raised her up, then she's like a Jew.
You don't have to convert them. We could convert them.
I think you did at a certain age of 13, you know, they have to, you know, at that point.
You could raise them as a guy. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Ger Katan, we could do it as a schus for them. We don't have to. But you're right, that's a good point. When usually you would assume that that's what he would do, that he would convert her.
The fact that she has such great character, Mordechai has good character, you would assume, he wouldn't
convert. Right, it's a good point. You're right. The fact that if that's on that. Explanation that maybe he knew that she was connected to Mordechai seems a little bit strange. Let's say he didn't know. Let's say he didn't know anything, that there was any connection between Mordechai and Esther. So why would he give Mordechai this position all of a sudden of Yosef Ashar HaMelech? So some Farshim say, I believe that once he's giving, he doesn't know who Esther's nation is. He's giving everybody a break. He feels like Mordechai deserves something special. Mordechai, he knew Mordechai. He was familiar with Mordechai. Mordechai was of excellent character. He was famous. So he felt if everybody's receiving something, what about the Jews? The Jews don't have a country. They don't have a Medina. They don't have a Medina. They're spread out among everybody. So what can I do for them? I'm doing something for the Medinas that there's going to be a tax break, presents, but the Jews don't really belong anywhere. The Jews don't really belong anywhere, so what can I do for them? So he said, you know, I'll give Mordechai, the head of the head Jew, so to speak, I'll give him, the most important Jew, I'll give him a position of honor.
It's so strange, because on the one hand, he was so happy because he's wearing the garments of the Kohen Gadol, mm-hmm. and he's forcing the Jews to come to the party there, and he wants to humiliate them on some level, and here he is now, he wants to... Be nice. The whole thing is, and yet all it is true. I mean, I guess it's one of the miracles. It doesn't make sense.
It could be all the miracles. It doesn't mean necessarily that he wants to make trouble. It doesn't mean that he doesn't respect him. We find them in history. There are people who have made anti-Semitic remarks, and on the other hand, we see them records of them having praised certain Jews,
yeah.
Especially like if there's a certain Jew who you know who stands out.
Richard Nixon was a president that hated Jews, and yet he was pro-Israel president.
He was pro-Israel, right? And
uncharacteristically.
You see, like in France, in with the Dreyfus affair, there are certain people high up in the French government that would write very anti-Semitically, but then they write also praising Dreyfus, like, you know. So it's not so clear cut.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Okay. Pasuk Chaf. Ein Esther Magedes Moilata Toves Amo. Esther did not tell Moilata Toves Amo. I forgot to explain. What is the connection between these two parts of the pasuk? Will be Kavetz Besulei Shenis when they were gathered together. Umordechai Yosef B'Shar HaMelech. So the Gemara explains that Achashverosh asked Mordechai, what do I do to get Esther to tell me where she's from? To get Esther to tell me where she comes from. What should I do? So Esther said, so Mordechai advised him, you know what you do? First he didn't ask one. He said to himself, how can I get Esther to divulge where she's from? So he said, you know what, I'll make a party for her. And maybe that to appease her, to find, and she'll tell me. So he made Mishnah Esther. Didn't work. Then he said, okay, I'll give a tax break. Didn't work. I'll give presents. Didn't work. So then he asked Mordechai, what do I do? My new queen is not refusing to tell me. So he said, you know, a woman always is jealous of another woman. So if you show Esther that you're interested, or that you're maybe possibly interested in other women, then that will cause her to be jealous and she'll tell you. So that's what he says. So that's why he gathered together all the women again to make Esther think that maybe he's interested, that maybe he's not so, you know, maybe he can have another queen, perhaps. He's keeping his options open. So, even so, and that's what it says with Yosef HaShamelch, that he asked Mordechai, because Mordechai was already Yosef HaShamelch. He was already in that position of being like an advisor. And even so, we know that Esther refused to say. Ein Esther Magedes Meilaratov Es Amo. She's not telling her family Ves Amo in her nation. Kasher Tzivol Mordechai, as Mordechai commanded. Ves Mamar Mordechai Esther Oiso, and the word of Mordechai Esther would do. Kasher Hoiso Ve'amno Itoi. Just like she did when she was being raised in his house by him. So what is the word of Mordechai? So it means even like the the Targum says she kept Shabbos, she kept Shabaya Umayadaya, the Shabbos is Umayadim, and she was Zohir in eating in foods and in Yayin Nesech, and all things that in which a Jewish woman is obligated in, just like she did, she kept in the house of Mordechai. Vayom Mahim, in those days, Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting with Shah HaMelech, Kotzaf Bigson Voseresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech Mishomrei Hasaf. So Bigson and Seresh, two Sarisei HaMelech, two officers of the king, Mishomrei Hasaf, from the guardians of the Saf, which Mishomrei Hasaf, Rashi, so someone brings Rashi and Yirmiyahu, that Mishomrei Hasaf is Amar Chalin, which is like, also like officers, that the keys to the Azara, the keys to the palace, are given to them. They're like the keepers of the palace. So this is a very distinguished position. They planned to assassinate the king Achashverosh. So there's different opinions of what made them so angry. Some say because they were being kept up because Achashverosh was met Esther so much, so they were kept on their feet for the whole night. Some say that the Malbim suggests that he was actually they were jealous of Mordechai. They were jealous of the fact that Mordechai was just promoted, so they wanted to assassinate him. Even though, if you notice, it's very very strange. First of all, these two very distinguished officers would like be jealous of Mordechai because he's Yosef HaMelech. It's kind of a trivial thing. And also, why would they just, if they assassinate him, they're going to be killed. So the Malbim says that basically chalks that all up to part of the Nisim that are going on, part of just the story that is unfolding. Hashem Hashgacha Pratis. Vayivada hadavar l'Mordechai, and the matter became known to Mordechai. Vayagei la'Esther Amalka, he told to Esther Amalka. Vatoymer Esther l'Melech b'shem Mordechai, and Esther told the king b'shem Mordechai. So
I heard that they were speaking in four languages that thought nobody understood.
Right, they're speaking.
And Mordechai, I guess because he remember Sanhedrin, he knew all the languages of the world, so
right.
He understood it. So
right.
Isn't that amazing how he found that?
They were speaking Tarsi. I'm not sure what that is, but it was Tarsiim. And not Parsi.
No,
Tarsi. Tarsi, that's with the test.
Yeah, it's a dialect of Aramaic.
Oh, really?
Aramaic?
It's a dialect of
Aramaic?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I thought nobody would understand it.
Understand me.
Wow.
And there's actually a humorous, sort of humorous anecdote. The Moses Montefiore was a tremendous Askan, and he did tremendous things for Kal Yisrael. 150 years ago, 200 years ago. So there was a movement that the Tsar wanted to, I think it was in Russia, that he wanted to, oh no, it was Poland probably. He wanted all schools should teach a foreign language. Should teach, I'm sorry, not foreign language, should teach the language of the land. All have to learn Polish or Russian or whatever it was.
Poland was ruled by Russia.
Poland was ruled, okay, so it was in Poland, but it was Russia.
It was part of Russia.
So, a lot of the Hasidic Rabban, a lot of the other Rabban, the Misnagdim Hasidim, a lot of them were against, many of them were against it. They didn't want the yeshiva should have to teach Russian. So Moses Montefiore was a more enlightened, more worldly type of person, and he asked the Chidush Arim, the Ger Rebbe, he asked him, what's so bad about teaching a foreign language, another language besides Yiddish or Hebrew? We see that Mordechai, because Mordechai knew the language of Vixen and Sarish, that's what the Yeshua came about through that. You see that good things can happen from it. So Chiddush Arim answered, no, you see from that story the exact opposite. Because the only reason that the Yeshua happened was because they spoke in front of Mordechai in that language, because they figured, oh, he's a Jew, he doesn't know this language. He's not going to know this language. So, but if the Jews know other foreign languages, then they would have never spoken in front of Mordechai, and it shouldn't have happened. Okay, so Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai. It became known to Mordechai. So how did it become known? You're right. So the Medrash says, or the Gemara says, because he heard them, or he overheard them speaking, and he understood the language. Another, I don't know if it's the Gemara, the Medrash says that it was Baruch HaKadosh. He knew with Ruach HaKodesh what they were planning. So, why do you need both reasons? Are they both true? Or is only one true? Why would we think one over the other? So Chassam Sofer says they're both true. But you need both. Because let's say, in other words, he overheard them, it's true. He overheard them planning. But see, even so, if you would just go to Esther or go to the king and say, servants, your shomrei hasaf, your high officers are plotting to kill you. He would say, how do you know? What's the evidence? You say, well, I have Ruach HaKodesh. I have divine inspiration. Right?
Right.
Go take a hike or worse.
Yeah.
So, it had to have been that he has some evidence. I overheard them. He had some sort of something that he could say over. I overheard them plotting and they thought I didn't understand, and I really did. But still, if he had said that, how does he know that they're just planning? Maybe they're just planning. Who says maybe they're just talking? Maybe they're just grumpy. And how do they know? How does he know that they're actually going to follow through with it? So that he had Ruach HaKodesh. He overheard them speaking their plan, but he had Ruach HaKodesh that they would try to do it. So that would help already for to tell the king. Okay, so this is about Toimer Esther Lamelech Moshe Mordechai. Esther told the Melech in the name of Mordechai. So this is a big question. Everybody asks, how come Mordechai didn't go straight to the king and tell? Why did he have to go through Esther? So, one shot is that he was afraid that it wasn't true. He was afraid that for this reason, really, that he, let's say it wasn't with Ruach HaKodesh, let's say go with the Gemara that it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. He was afraid that maybe it will be found not to be true, that they weren't planning it. It was just speech. It was just, you know.
It's going to endanger him, though. It's a dangerous thing to do.
To do what?
If he has any doubts about it.
Yeah, if he has doubts. Right. So that's what he just told Esther. He didn't say, not meaning for her to tell the king. He just told Esther, I overheard this.
Oh, so.
But he didn't mean that she should tell the king.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Esther was so confident in Mordechai's righteousness that if this happened to Mordechai, for sure, if Mordechai overheard this, it's obviously for a reason that the Yeshua is going to come from this. It's obviously for a reason. Why was it just made known to Mordechai? It must be that Mordechai had this revelation because it was revealed to Mordechai because from this the Yeshua is going to come about through this. And I am so confident in Mordechai's tzidkus, in his greatness, that I'm not worried that something's bad going to happen from him. Another pshat is that he wanted that Esther should Achshur should love Esther even more. So if Esther tells the king, then she'll find even more favor with him. That's another thing that the right. That another shot is that he thought, if let's say he tells the king, how does the king know? How does the king know? The king's not going to necessarily do anything for Mordechai, because how does the king know? Maybe Mordechai was just planning doing the whole thing for his own for his own sake. Maybe he's telling the king because he wants to get on the king's good side. How does he know that that Mordechai is really has the king's best interests at heart, the king's safety at heart? So this way, if he tells Esther, and Esther tells Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, so Achashverosh hears, oh, Mordechai told Esther in order that Esther could do something, but he didn't know that Esther's going to tell him in his name. So that way, no one would have known. The king wouldn't have been able to know. Would have no way of knowing that it was through Mordechai. That shows that Mordechai had truly his best, the king's safety at heart, and didn't have any intention for his own sake. And that's from that. That's why Achashverosh was moved to write it down in the Sefer Devar Yamim, and then from later that would come to Yeshua.